old Ed, thinking out loud, the perennial favorite at weddings all around the world. And speaking of thinking out loud or thinking to yourself, we're about to get you thinking right now on a Monday morning. It's Radio Life and Style, and if you're just tuning in, just joining us, welcome to the show. You're getting into the juiciest part of the show this morning, a special interview for you, and an interview with a local man who is, well, he's a multifaceted dude. He's got a lot of different hats he wears, most recently adding to the list, author Grant Gavin is the name. Not your average Belito resident. He's a serial entrepreneur, head of Remax Panache, recent winner of the number one single Remax office in South Africa. Well, Grant himself just won top Remax broker slash owner in South Africa for a single office. And on top of that, he's an in-demand motivational speaker, business coach, a personal development trainer, and he's just launched this new book. It's getting people talking, but more importantly, it's getting people thinking. And the title says it all. Thoughtonomy is the name of the book. And to give us a scoop on what it's all about, it's my great pleasure to welcome to the microphone Grant Gavin. How are you, my friend?
Hello, Mark. Good morning. Happy Monday.
Happy Monday. You got a good voice for radio. Hey, I don't know if anyone's ever told you that. Nice and
good face for radio as well.
Yeah, I think we if we had cameras rolling, we'd do it right now.
No one can see.
But you've got quite a few strings to your bow by the sounds of that little introduction there. You're a busy guy, and thanks for making time on your Monday for popping into the studio to tell us about this book that I believe is already flying in terms of those that have been able to get their hands on it. It's got a beautiful bright yellow cover, really eye-catching, and the title, Thoughtonomy, How to Think for Yourself in a World That Wants to Do It for You. Wow. And this is obviously, there's a story behind it. Where did this come from? Is this something that you've always had had a hankering for, to put pen to paper, to be an author? Was it something that just kind of happened by surprise?
I think it's more of a process. I'd never ever set out to be an author and write a book, just like I never set out to go and become a speaker. Funny enough, I never set out to go and start a real estate company. You know, life just has a way of leading you down paths where your passion lies, and I've just learned to follow what makes me feel most alive and what makes me feel most fulfilled. And that's what's led to this. It's been quite a process and quite a journey, but really, really fulfilling.
Well, look, I've been doing a little research myself, and I've been checking out the website, thoughtonomybook.co.za. And if you're near a computer or if you've got your phone in your pocket, go and check out the website like now, so you'll be able to reserve your copy of the book. But looking at the little blurb on why you wrote the book and its kind of humble beginnings, this was something that in many ways was sort of born out of the recent lockdown and the pandemic. Is that right?
Yeah, it's part of it. I think the opening line and introduction, I actually say, if I could live my life again, I'd want to live it more confidently. Because in spite of everything that you've just mentioned of my, in inverted commas, success, I have literally doubted myself every single step of the way. And when I used to open up a talk or open up a speech from a stage, I would say something along those lines of, you know, life is meant to be a progressive journey, a fulfilling journey of fulfilling our God-given talents. And how often do most of us live through life and we are so frustrated because we know we can do more, we can achieve more, and we really believe we can, but we just don't know how to, and we get caught in this mind loop of insecurity and self-doubt. And because I've experienced that, it comes through in a very relatable way in the way I talk and all my content. And that's kind of, it's more that, but during lockdown, it became really, really relevant because yeah. People were now forced into a situation where they had time to consider, what do they want to do with their life? The world is changing around us. How am I going to change and adapt to that as well?
And during this weird period that we found ourselves in, lockdown, and obviously spending more time in our own heads than we had for probably forever, you, even before this book was a thing, you already identified that there was this need. You had developed, a keynote talk that kind of translated into a regular Facebook Live broadcast. How did that
pan out? Okay, let me start from the beginning. So in my own coaching, I coach my salespeople in my business. I also coach people outside of my real estate business and other industries. And it became quite frustrating for me where you're sitting in front of a really talented person and you give them a blueprint for success and you say, if you do this, 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 and that, you will be successful.
Yeah.
But there was something with that person's behavior that was preventing them from taking action. So they knew what they needed to do, but they just couldn't get themselves to do it. And I was getting quite frustrated with that as a coach. So I wrote this keynote called Thoughtonomy. It's a word that I put together from the word thought and autonomy, going, well, there's something in the way we think that's impacting the way we behave.
Would you call it like a self-sabotaging impulse almost?
Yeah, it all comes from your unconscious mind. So this is where my learning developed. So most of our behaviors as human beings are unconscious, which means we actually don't know why we do what we do sometimes.
Wow.
Like, think of that friend that always gets into the same relationship and they will break up with that person and going, I'm never going to be with somebody like that again. But then the very next relationship, they're back with that same type of person.
Yeah.
It happens unconsciously, right?
It's like they're running a program, a sort of pre-program.
Absolutely. So I wanted to look at behavior. What was so important about behavior was that the way you behave leads to every single outcome in your life. So the more positive action, the more positive thinking, the more positive habits you have, the more positive outcomes you'll have in life. And conversely, if you do nothing, you take no action, or you focus on bad habits, or you have bad habits, then you're going to have negative outcomes in life and sometimes pain and hardship. So what was it about behavior? And I needed to find that out. And where I got to with that through my studies and my coaching was understanding that behavior comes from past conditioning and emotions. And past conditioning is quite a big story to get into, because that now is where you were born, who you were watching when you were in those early informative years.
Yeah.
Remember, from ages 0 to 7, conditioning is massive with a young child. And a young child is watching the people around them, and we're just absorbing and downloading everything that we see.
And you're sort of constructing your whole understanding of the world, right? And that's really foundational, hardwired stuff.
Absolutely. And the home you live in, the parents you have, if you're fortunate to have loving parents. Some people come into this world and they don't have parents. So imagine how that must impact their conditioning in those early 7 years of their life. So the way we think today has so much to do with conditioning, which includes past experiences, how we were raised, culture, heritage, etc., etc. And we have these thoughts and beliefs that we repeat through our minds so many times that we now believe them to be true. So the book's asking, how much of what you think today is actually yours? How much of it is conditioning? And let's just stop for a minute and assess that, because it impacts our behavior, and our behavior impacts our results and our outcomes in our life.
Wow. Wow. So it's a deep dive.
It is. And the whole point of the book is to get people to think. I don't give any opinions in the book, but I just want people to stop and think, if this is what defines our behavior, shouldn't we think about the thoughts and the beliefs that we hold onto so tightly and go, are these thoughts serving me well with the life that I want to live today?
Man. So I believe you recently did a bit of a launch, a bit of a talk at the recent RE/MAX conference, and it was a smash success. You sold out on all the books you had with you. Clearly it's connected and resonated within that sort of environment, high performing sales driven corporate environment. But is this the kind of thing that really is applicable and can be practically applied to anyone?
I think the thing that surprises people most with this book is they expected me to release a business book. This is not a business book. This is a book for every single human being that is frustrated either with their current life, knowing they can do more, realizing that they're holding themselves back, maybe not even realizing that they're holding themselves back, and always wondering why they can't push to the next level. And it's a book for every single human being who can relate to the content and go, hell yeah, there's more that I want for life, and I have been feeling frustrated, and I've never considered this before. I've never considered that it's the way I'm thinking and the things that I believe that I always believe to be true. But we might be living life today, you and I, with the thoughts and the belief systems that come from our parents, which was conditioned from their parents. So is it not possible that we're governing our behaviors, or our behaviors are governed today by the thoughts of our grandparents that have just been passed down from generation to generation? This is generational thinking. So how relevant are the beliefs and the thought systems that our grandparents had to today's modern world? That could be fundamentally different.
Gee, is this kind of inherited mindset,
yeah,
in a sense, which
can I give you an example on that? So I coach a lot of females in business, And so many females that I coach, they generally struggle with the conflict or the guilt of being an entrepreneur or being a business owner and having kids at home with au pairs, childminders, and not being there for their children. It's a big thing. And sometimes not just with females, it's with parents.
Just this parental guilt.
So the thinking for people in our generation now is that our mothers and our grandparents or our grandmothers probably never worked. So we were raised watching what an inverted commas good mother was, is somebody who was always at home, keeping the house, looking after the kids, always there for the kids. I know, I was raised by a mother who was always at home. But how fundamentally different is the world that we live in today, where single income families are really, really difficult. And females today in business are outstanding, right? They have a massive role to play in business. They're incredible entrepreneurs. So they're out there earning an income, building businesses, but leaving their children to be raised by au pairs and childminders. And the conflict in that and the guilt that is associated with that is massive because of the conditioning of, well, my mom didn't do this and my grandmother didn't do this. And that's how I've been raised to believe that a mother should be at home with the kids. But that was a different time. That was 2 to 3 generations ago.
So we have to
adapt.
You've got to reset the narrative and the expectations around that, yes. Right? And I believe there are sort of 4 lessons outlined in the book. The 4 lessons of thoughtonomy. Is it possible to sort of briefly touch on or just outline?
They're very soft skills. And obviously, I'd love the people to go and read it because...
Yeah.
I could never give it justice right now in the next couple of minutes.
I got you.
But take the first one, for example. It's about coming back to knowing who you are. And it's driven off probably one of my most favorite quotes of all time. And it goes, and I don't know who said it, so don't ask me. When you know who you are, you get to define what success means to you. But when you don't know who you are, society will do that for you.
Yo.
So that's powerful, right?
Yeah.
So I think we get lost with who we are and knowing who we are because we're people pleasers as human beings. We're always worried about the opinion of others. And fundamentally, we want to connect and be part of community. So we kind of get lost in who we are. So the first step is going back and finding out exactly who am I? Like, what makes me happy? What do I want to do with my life? What inspires me? Who's around me when I'm happy? When am I sad? When am I angry? And there's practical tips in the book that will lead you through that.
Amazing. So if you're feeling like you're stuck in a rut and like you're possibly are your own worst enemy in many senses, and you've got potential that's untapped and you're just looking for a way to uncork that bottle, Thoughtonomy is the name of the book. Online you'll find a whole bunch of information and a way to get your hands on a book at thoughtonomybook.co.za. And I believe, obviously, you're an in-demand speaker, Grant. So for those businesses or teams listening to this who think this is the kind of thing I'd like to kind of work into my company culture, can you do a talk along with the that works alongside the book? Is that something that you're able to offer as a sort of
absolutely
corporate
that's,
service?
That's what I do. I have a keynote on this, on Thoughtonomy, and that is the talk that I did up at Sun City recently. And I've got quite a few that have been lined up now as well. So it is 100% what I can do.
Brilliant. You'll be able to book Grant for your next speaking engagement and get hold of a bunch of copies for the whole office at thoughtonomybook.co.za. My special guest this morning, Grant Gavin. Balikto local, by the way. I've seen you walking past the studio and it's great to connect with you. And I'm sure this won't be the last time we hear your deep baritone voice on the Radio Life and Style microphone. Any last words from your side, Grant?
No, I just think what you said there quite brief, a few seconds ago was really, really pertinent, is that we are our own worst enemies. I've always been my own worst enemy. We are at cause for everything that happens to us in our lives. So I think a big question is always, how am I holding myself back right now?
I got you. I'm picking up what you're putting down. And for those that might want to follow you on socials, I know you're quite active on Instagram, for example. What's your handle?
It's at Grant_Gavin0, I think.
There you go. We'll just type in Grant Gavin. It'll be the top one.
There's not too many Grant Gavins out there. No.
Grant, wishing you a marvelous Monday and a terrific week ahead, man. And looking forward to chatting again really soon on 88FM.
Thank you, Mark. It's been amazing.
You heard it here on your local station. Thoughtonomy, folks, and keeping you thinking right now, here's Rod Stewart with DNCE asking the question, do you still think he's sexy?